another opportunity to get in for 10K Fridays. That draw is happening in just over 24 hours. $10,000 in your bank account. We'll put $100 in. It's just kind of like a little taster. At 8 o'clock this morning when we give you that keyword, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a bit cloudy, but this weekend, sunny and about 5 or 6 degrees each day. Not bad.
Don't hate that.
I know they were getting snow north of Peterborough as of last night.
Shh. Yep.
Yeah, I know.
My sister lives in St. Thomas, which is just south of London, too. She said that they were getting snow as well.
Damn.
No kidding. Yeah. It's coming. It's creeping in.
Slowly but surely.
They are saying that we could get flurries in town, in Toronto, this weekend.
Wet flurries.
You're a wet flurry. No.
I'll take that.
Let's check in, everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
In the recent interview, Taylor Swift says that her 2012 album, Red, is her only true breakup album. Mm. All the other ones, not so much.
No, hey, really?
She just wrote Red.
She just wrote a lot of breakup singles. I remember when Destiny's Child came out, they went on Much Music, and the host asked them, hey, why are your songs always about, like, you know, post-breakup and being bad at your ex-boyfriend? And they're like, those are just the ones that happen to be singles. Like, we have a bunch of love songs that nobody ever plays. Yeah. And it's true.
Those are the ones that get popular.
Yeah. So it struck a chord with people. Jack, what's up with you?
All right, guys, I'm going to put a hypothetical bag in front of you, and I want you to tell me if you think it's disgusting or gross.
Okay.
Disgusting or beautiful? Zesty Ranch sunflower seeds.
And it's a bag
of zesty ranch sunflower
seeds.
Just
a bag of it?
Yeah. What do you think? Do you
like
think that
loose
they're good?
Bag?
No, the like idea of zesty ranch
I've
sunflower.
I've been to it. I think I'd try it. Yeah.
Producer Jesse.
I'm a sunflower guy. I grew up playing baseball, so I'm into spits. Yeah.
They're incredible. I'm gonna let you know that. So I got this, like, there's this store that I just found out about, which is going to be dangerous, called Candy Funhouse in Mississauga, and they have a bunch of rare candies and snacks. And I got Zesty Ranch sunflower seeds from there, and they're absolutely divine.
Sounds pretty good.
Ran a poll on my Instagram last night. 61% of people think that they're gross.
Producer Jesse?
If you have trouble connecting to Zoom or any kind of technology, don't worry. Because yesterday, Mark Zuckerberg had to appear in front of the Senate, and they had to take a 5-minute break before his time to speak because he couldn't figure out how to connect his camera.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Really? And that's Mark Zuckerberg, the guy who invented Facebook.
Controller of all the information in the free world.
Yep.
And he can't get on Zoom.
Take a quick pause, and then after that, he finally figured out his camera.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
That's crazy.
That is hysterical.
Well, there you go. And I'm sure he told us a bunch of information that we didn't want to hear. Yeah. And we're all in big trouble. But hey, listen, let's ignore that and focus on COVID. Nope, let's ignore that.
Yep.
And focus on something else, like trending. Always a fun time with TJ. That'll be at 5:50. Right now, St. John, it's roses.
What's trending?
And this is what's trending right now.
A Toronto company wants to pay you $1,000 a month just to cuddle kittens.
Mm-hmm.
Cats to their Toronto. A Toronto company specializing in pet care is looking to hire some new employees. And depending on how often you're willing to work, you can make $500 to $1,000 a month working part-time, minimum 2 to 3 hours per day availability. During this time, you have to check in on the cats, feed them, change their litter box, and of course, hug them.
Yep, just give them little kisses too, probably.
Yep. There you go.
I'm allergic to cats.
Well,
so am I, but I don't care. I want cuddle.
That's what Benadryl's for.
Yeah, I guess so.
Play-Doh just announced a brand new product line, Play-Doh for grown-ups. It's just like regular Play-Doh, but it comes in adult scents called overpriced latte, mom jeans, dad sneakers, spa day, Lord of the Lawn, and Grill King.
Love it.
Okay.
Can I guess which one you guys would want?
Yeah.
Jax, you would like spa day.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do like getting a massage.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam, I'm guessing you would like Grill King.
Or the grass.
King of the lawn.
King of the lawn.
I honestly became my dad this year because I had a lawn that was in bad shape when I moved in. Yeah. And I turned it around and I felt really good about it.
Really?
And I was like, wow, I feel really good about grass. What happened in my life?
People at Hasbro are saying the scents are meant to make adults feel happy. And if you're interested, they're on sale for packs of 6 for $12, but they're probably sold out at the time that you're hearing this. So, sorry. Also, Toronto could be seeing its first snowfall this weekend. Environment Canada has already stated that there's a 40% chance of flurries or rain showers on Sunday evening. Also, we're supposed to get below freezing temperatures tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. So, yay! It's coming!
It's happening. We knew it would happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no sense in acting surprised, but it's still fun.
Yeah.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
And we get listeners from all over listening to this show, which is really cool. We got one from Halifax this morning, just a text message. Hey, good morning from Halifax. We're supposed to get snow tomorrow or Friday. I feel the pain. Now, in Halifax, though, they'll get actual snow.
Yeah.
It'll come early, snow. And then it'll go away.
Yeah, it goes into your bones.
Yeah.
That's kind of cold.
Does it?
Yeah. I remember, like the wet cold, yeah.
I remember one time when I lived in Calgary, it snowed in the second week of October, and it was enough that I had a little car mm-hmm. and it was rear wheel drive, and I remember driving to work, no one else is on the road, and at a certain point the car just went into a spin and it spun full 360 and stopped. And then I was like, okay, I guess we're good. And then we just kept going.
What?
Yeah, you know what you should have done? Got a real car.
No. Okay. I liked my little two-seater car, okay? I got to date women and stuff.
Women.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings with Of Course This Happened in Toronto.
A video is going viral of a man at Kiel and Dundas picking up a raccoon and then quietly zipping away on a Segway. Now, an odd statement, yes. Something that you hear and go, yeah, that happened in Toronto.
Yeah, probably.
Absolutely it is. And in case you don't know, a Segway is one of those like stand-up motorized vehicles. There's the two wheels on it. You lean forward and it takes you.
They're not making them anymore, by the way, because they didn't
sell
very
dangerous.
Well. Yeah, they're extremely dangerous. And
they're really hard to manage.
They're very, yeah. But they still do Segway tours, I think, in your old neighborhood. Yeah.
The inventor of the Segway apparently died on the Segway because accidentally fell off a mountain.
Is this true?
No.
Yeah, seriously.
No!
Yeah.
Producer Jesse's shaking his head yes, too.
He's nodding, so now I believe it. No, he didn't. I'm not lying.
You guys should
laugh. Okay, so Kiel and Dundas.
Why is he near a cliff on a Segway?
Trying to prove a point.
Kiel and Dundas is a very...
So back to this guy with the raccoon.
It's a very busy intersection. Anyways, Adam, turn off your mic.
Some people thought the man was taking a dead raccoon away.
Yeah.
But it was confirmed by onlookers that the raccoon was indeed alive and it needed saving from a busy intersection.
Yeah, he put him in the bushes, I guess.
So they grabbed him by he grabbed him by the scruff of the neck and he got on a Segway and he just zipped away and released him at the edge of a parking lot. And people are saying that this guy must have experience with animals because he grabbed it by the scruff of the neck.
Yeah.
Mm. So you either have experience and you know that that's where you grab raccoons or you're just eyeballing it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You know when you see like a noble man, like a cowboy on a horse. That's kind of what he looked like. Except on a Segway. He's just like, I'll take it from here, guys.
Yeah. Little lady that he like puts a cigarette out on his hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
So he dropped him in the bushes.
He dropped him in the bushes, never to be seen again.
Okay, good.
Do you know that for a fact? Or
I made that last part up. But, one witness said, after I stopped recording, I saw Segway man bring the raccoon to the edge of the parking lot where the bushes and the trees were, and then I just released him.
Can you imagine seeing this? You're like, yep.
It's a good thing it didn't happen near the bluffs.
Yeah.
Adam.
Top of the mountain, maybe.
Adam.
Sorry.
TJ?
All hail Segway man.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There are three main boxes of Halloween candy. They all have a different type of chocolate bar or several different types.
Yeah.
Right? And they all represent different companies. The question is, are you into the black box, the red box, or the purple box? And I understand that there's like a green box, whatever. Yeah. But there is the three main boxes, and that's what we're sticking to. And actually, we got a text from Halifax, Nova Scotia this morning. Another one. Hey, guys, got to go to work. But black box wins by far. It has the most candy with 120, and I love all five treats in it. Now,
interesting.
We're going to take something off the table before we do the official poll of what is the best candy box to buy for Halloween.
Okay.
We are going to take numbers off the table, meaning there is a box that has 120. It's also double the price.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
We're going to take that up. We're going to pretend it's all the same. Let's say they all have 100 in them.
Okay.
Okay. The black box itself, and this is, I'm going to give you all three in the rundown. What one are you taking? Black box has M&M's. Peanut M&M's,
okay.
Snickers, Mars, and Twix.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the red box that you will find at stores has Coffee Crisp, Kit Kat, Aero, and Smarties. Okay,
okay.
And the purple box, Wonder Bar, caramel, Crispy Crunch, Mr. Big.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Can we just hurl Purple Box into the sun
now? You don't like Purple Box?
No, Purple Box.
Damn, all right.
I'm all about
Red Box.
I will run to the sun to get that Purple Box. I'm all about Purple Box.
Are you Purple Box?
I'm a Purple Boxer, and I know producer Jesse is not a fan.
What is it? I know you love Mr. Biggs, but for me, the big minuses on that are Wonder Bar and Crispy Crunch. I'm not
Wonder Bar guy. Wonder Bar is the reason I'm getting into that box.
The Wonder Bar, the thing is, it gets under the roof of your mouth, and you got to eat it forever.
Figure it out. It's worth it.
That's my jaw gets tired.
The only saving grace for the Purple Box is the Crispy Crunch.
The Red Box,
I would say, is just hit after hit after hit.
So that's Coffee Crisp, Kit Kat, Aero Smarties.
Yeah. Everything on that list
is
fantastic.
I'm over Smarties, okay? It's not 1992. I'm done.
Yeah. Wonder Bar.
It's not a Black Box. It's Purple Box.
So Jax is purple. You're Red Box.
I'm a Red Box boy.
Now, I would be a Red Box boy, too. Because the only negative for me in the Red Box is the Smarties.
I'd agree with that.
Not a Smarties guy. Because Smarties, to me, are the Canadian M&Ms, and they're just more candy than, and that tasteless chocolate that's in there. The Black Box is amazing, but here's where the Black Box goes wrong for me and the reason I'm not going to pick it.
The peanut M&Ms.
Peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Peanut M&Ms are actually not good.
No,
there's no
wrong.
It's candy and peanut. There's no chocolate.
The saving grace, though, is that there is the regular M&Ms in there.
Yes, which are great.
Yes.
The other thing with the Black Box is you get less of your favorite items because there is five.
That's a good point.
So M&M's, peanut M&M's, Snickers, Mars, and Twix, you will get less of what you like because there's more variety. See, I want to get more concentrated. So that is why, TJ, I will also get Red Box because Kit Kat, Aero, and Coffee Crisp are my favorite.
We got a text array from the 416. I don't know who the best is, but I'll tell you that the Purple Box is trash. Anything with Wonder Bar in it got to go.
Have we figured out how to block numbers?
No, we haven't.
Because I'd like to block them. I don't want to hear from them again. I bet they're nice, but I don't want to talk to them anymore.
We've already got calls coming in at 416-872-9999. You can text us at 999-999. Are you Black Box, which is M&M's, Peanut M&M's, Snickers, Mars, Twix? Are you Red Box, Coffee Crisp, Kit Kat, Aero, Smarties, or are you Purple Box?
Purple Box.
Wonder Bar.
Adam,
caramel, Crispy Crunch, Mr. Big.
This is biased reporting.
So what are you? And who's going to win? We're going to put it up on Twitter and on Instagram and whatever and take your calls right now. Virgin Radio.
Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's a big debate. If you've missed it so far, we're talking about what candy box is the best candy box for Halloween to buy, okay? Because this is what we do on this show. We tackle the important issues.
Damn right.
You listen to Virgin Mornings, you listen for hard-hitting information.
is that what it is?
Do you want the black, red, or purple box? So just to do a quick recap, we got the black box, which has got M&M's, peanut M&M's, Snickers, Mars, and Twix. We got Red Box, Coffee Crisp, Kit Kat, Aero Smarties. Purple box, which Jax likes.
What?
Wonder Bar, Caramel, Crispy Crunch, and Mr. Big.
That's the best one.
Now let's go to Mackenzie on the phone. Mackenzie, what about you? What do you want?
I am Black Box all
day. Really?
Okay. And I'll tell you what. Those peanut M&Ms, yes, they're the downfall, but here's what you do. You put them aside, and next time you have a bowl of popcorn, pop one of those babies open, dump them onto your popcorn. It is a super sweet and salty treat.
You're an innovator.
You need to write a book on snacking.
I probably could.
Who else we got, Jess?
Denise on three.
Denise!
Yes!
All right, what box are you taking, black, red, or purple?
I'm taking the black box!
Nice!
Look at you. M&M's! Peanut!
You like peanut M&M's?
Yes!
Okay, people sleep on peanut M&M's. They're so good.
They sleep because they're not good and they make you pass out.
Well, good, more for me.
Hey, you know, it's funny, the peanut M&M's seem to be like the hinge point. You're either for or against. And I feel like everybody would ubiquitously take the black box if peanut M&M's were not in them.
It's funny that every box seems to have at least one thing in it that people aren't crazy about. You know, for the red box, it's Smarties.
Yeah.
For the black box, it appears to be peanut M&M's. Yeah. For the purple box, it's all of them.
All of them.
You know, what do you guys have against the purple box?
Literally all of them. Except for Mr. Big. I love Mr. Big.
Okay.
I love the black box. Everything in it.
Text messages, TJ.
Red box all the way, but with a sad face for the Smarties. That's from the 416.
Yeah. Smarties.
Another one from the 416. Purple box is the best. I'm with Jax. I love a Wonder Bar.
Look who it is, a friend.
If they just made Smarties taste like chocolate, Smarties would be great.
They just don't.
They're harder than they need to be.
Yeah.
No, they're not even hard. They just kind of taste like
kind of cut the roof of your mouth sometimes, and you're like, "What? Why am I suffering for this?"
Get in your gums.
From the 647, I am for sure a red box boy. Smarties are the letdown. I can't stand Wonder Bars in the purple box. The black box is essentially trying to sell you the same treat twice.
Why is that?
Snickers
Which one?
And Mars and M&M's.
Oh, Snickers and Mars are not the same. They're not the same.
I feel like a Mars bar is like a less desirable Snickers.
Mars bars to me is the best chocolate bar out there. It's the best one.
Mm.
And I'm not even picking that box, but
they're
that's
so
the best.
I want to lay in a Mars bar bed and never wake up.
Jax, I will lay in that Mars bar bed with
you. Come on in. I'll be Big Spoon. Let's go.
Okay. I'm into it.
Lastly here from the 416. I almost said from the purple box. Purple box, nah. Caramel ruins it. Just pour some syrup in the box and it would be the same thing.
260 Richmond. Let's have a safe distance fight.
Yeah. Richmond Street. Yeah. Don't go to Richmond Street East. Go to Richmond Street West.
These chocolate boxes make me crazy.
Okay, all right. Now, we need to do the results. Producer Jesse, who is the voice of reason on this show.
This was a lot closer than I thought it would be. In third place is the black box. Oh. In second place, the purple box. Red box is the winner!
Black box came third. What kind of... Who are the freaks out there that like Wonder Bar that much?
Ah, I love Wonder Bars.
And this is what's trending right now.
A couple who had to cancel their wedding due to COVID are going to get married at a McDonald's, which I didn't realize till now, but is the dream.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Melissa Russell and Shannon McKenna from Scotland had their wedding plans fall apart twice in just 12 weeks because of the pandemic, and they didn't want to postpone their wedding again. So now they're going to have the formal part of their wedding at a country park before holding the reception at a McDonald's in a place called Motherwell, where Melissa has worked for the last 6 years.
Actually, that's really amazing.
Good idea. Also, who doesn't love McDonald's at reception? I remember going to like a reception a couple summers ago, and you know how they bring out the midnight snack?
It was McDonald's?
Stop it.
Just a table of McDoubles and nuggets.
Oh,
it was amazing.
That's how you do it, right?
It was incredible.
Yes. I love
McDonald's.
Well,
and the thing is, you save so much money if you just do it at a McDonald's. It's just take that money and go on a wicked vacation when we're allowed to take those again.
Was it Taco Bell that has a wedding chapel in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah, so these things are... People want to do this.
Yeah.
I think McDonald's needs to work on it. I think I'd also like to get married at a Wendy's. I could do a Wendy's.
A nice baked potato?
Just
cheddar,
all the JBCs.
JBCs.
Junior
JBCs
bacon
nice.
Cheeseburger. I think that's the best cheeseburger you can get.
I think we sound hungry.
I'm very hungry.
Whether or not. You can now activate Borat's voice as the voice on your Amazon Alexa. To kick it off, just instruct it to say, Alexa, open Borat Assistant, and Borat will give you jokes, bizarre stories, and weird news updates in the comfort of your own home.
Hmm.
It's only available for a limited time with the Borat Assistant staying with you until he needs to, quote, go make toilet.
So funny, eh?
Cool.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome, man. Hey, over 10 million people watched the movie, so people still like Borat. And Apple is building its own version of a Google search. This according to a report by the Financial Times. People have already noticed that Apple hired a bunch of search experts in the summer, so they're starting to hint towards that they're working on something with the new iOS updates. The report also unveiled that Google pays Apple an estimated $8 to $12 billion a year to get its search engine put into Apple products. So I'm not sure why they're doing this, if they're getting all that money, but... Also, no one's going to say, just Apple it. They're still going to say, just Google it.
It was like when they got rid of remember the YouTube app used to be directly on the phone? Like when you got an iPhone, the YouTube app was right there.
True.
And then they had a little spat about that. And then there was...
My phone still has a YouTube app.
Oh, no, you can download it, but it used to come preloaded.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, it was part of the thing. And then Apple got rid of that. And then Google Maps used to come preloaded. And then Apple had Apple Maps. And then that woman drove her car into a lake because she used Apple Maps and Apple Maps herself.
Yeah.
And then the guy that headed up Apple Maps had to resign. It was bad. I felt so bad for him. I was like, come on, man. That's a really tough gig.
A dark spiral in the morning.
Yeah, and it's her fault she drove her car into a lake. Come on.
You don't know that.
The machine knows. Like, doesn't she have to take responsibility for that? You know where you're going. Come on. It's insane.
My car can drive over this water.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Dear God, boys.
Well, it's true.
I know.
Now, speaking of, if you're feeling hungry, we're feeling hungry. We actually just Uber Eats in from this place. $100 to McDonald's. We just bought our coffee. We love our bacon and egg McMuffins. Jax, what's your order again?
The sausage egg McMuffin.
Sausage egg.
I've recently changed to a sausage and egg McGriddle.
Oh.
Wrap me up in a pancake, baby.
So if you want any of that, celebrating all day breakfast from McDonald's. After topic, we'll give you $100. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
$100 to McDonald's to celebrate their all-day breakfast every single day this week at 7 o'clock on Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning.
All right, you're going to get 3 hints for McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
And you have to figure out what's in Jax's bag.
What's in Jax's bag?
It's very, very important that you know that it's from the breakfast menu at McDonald's, okay?
Okay.
Hint number one. I am little and soft, but don't you dare doubt me. I'll fill you up.
Is this a haiku?
All right, so that's, we can't really get anything from that, can we?
Okay, let's go for second one.
I can be full of fun things. Sometimes a sweet treasure treat, sometimes yummy fruit.
What?
I don't know.
Third one, maybe?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good call.
If you were to trace my family tree, it would be full of pastry relatives.
What?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Adam usually gets it around this
Does
time.
Does McDonald's sell crepes?
It rhymes with ruffin.
Is it a muffin?
Yeah!
Hey!
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, imagine it wasn't
wow.
so.
I know.
It's actually Danish. No, it's muffin. Congratulations,
I sometimes forget McDonald's has muffins.
They're so good.
And they've got those donuts, too, now.
Mm-hmm, those mini donuts.
Yeah, they have really mini donuts now.
Yeah.
One of them looks like straight out of The Simpsons.
Yeah, true. The pink one?
Yeah. It's really good. Anyway, hey, congratulations. You just won $100 to McDonald's to celebrate all-day breakfast, which is our favorite thing in the world because we eat it all the time.
And congratulations on winning the hardest contest that we
did. Yeah, really. It's ridiculous.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So Amber is on the phone. Do you want to tell us about the time you cried in your costume?
Of course I am.
Yay!
Hey. Yeah, what happened?
Let's hear it.
So me and all my friends went to some last-minute Halloween party that they heard from a friend of a friend and whatever. So we went as, like, a giant group costume of, like, a whole bunch of, like, zombies kind of thing.
That's cool.
And we got there, and I mean, like, we all had some, like, fun drinks before, and we got there and we were all having fun, and then next second later all the girls are coming up to me and they're like, I'm so sorry, and I'm like, wait, what's happening? And they come to tell me that, like, this guy that I was seeing was there but with another girl.
Ooh.
And they were like making out, and I'm like, why would you guys tell me that? Like, you completely ruined my night. If you hadn't told me, like, I probably wouldn't have cared. And I'm like, but whatever, guys. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And the next second later, like, I went to the washroom with my friend, and, like, I started crying there.
Oh.
One of them had to take me back home because, like, I was just, like, I don't know why, but I got myself all worked up about it and ended up crying the whole walk home. And
I just want to hug you.
Yeah, just a sad little zombie.
Yeah.
You poor thing.
Saddest zombie in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my story. But whatever, I have a boyfriend now, so like,
yeah. Shout him out. What's his name?
Dennis.
Yeah,
Dennis.
The menace.
Yeah.
He's actually like my first official boyfriend.
Oh.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, we're very happy for the official status. Congratulations to the two of you. And thank you for that story. It was so sweet.
Yeah, keep in touch.
Thank you. Bye.
You know, it's never fair when you see a zombie crying, right?
No.
You can't have that.
Their
now, Jax,
runs.
You have cried in your costume as well.
Yeah. Year was 2011. My girlfriend at the time and I had broken up. So a week before Halloween.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So a week before Halloween, we called it quits. And then
like right around now.
Right around
it's
now.
Very raw.
So imagine you break up on a Wednesday and the party's still happening on the Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah. So mutual friends of ours were having a Halloween party and they asked, you know, like, you guys still good to come? And I was like, yeah, we're good for sure. Like, of course I wasn't good. I was absolutely heartbroken. I dressed up as a dead magician, like just with a bunch of eye makeup and, you know, a bottle and a half of Carlo Rossi later. I wasn't good. And I left the party and walked home and just cried black makeup down my face. And she had a new girlfriend the next week and now we're still friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of course you're still friends.
All those lesbians.
Okay.
I'm shocked.
Hit us up with yours, 999-999.
with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm telling you, Halloween, weddings, New Year's, all have high expectations. You have to get super dressed up, and somebody ends up crying at the end of the night.
Always.
So we want to know about when you cried in your costume at 999-999. TJ, what are the texts?
From the 647, I was at a house party dressed as a sailor. My family had just recently moved, and I was supposed to walk home, but I got lost in the new subdivision and couldn't find my house since they all looked the same. So I was crying on a sidewalk alone, lost as a sailor.
No.
Lost to sea.
Yeah, really.
That's right. Another one from the 905. I was a sailor. Oh, man, don't be sailors. I was a sailor and drank a 26er of tequila. Because someone ate my after bar pita. To this day, one, I don't drink tequila, and two, don't share my food.
Okay, now, if you go after someone's after bar Gatorade or food...
Don't touch it. Yeah.
That's wrong.
You're a monster.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, that's wrong. You, if you're prepped up, by the way, have a couple Advil beside your bed. Mm-hmm. Thank me later.
Text from the 416. Halloween 2012. I bawled my eyes out in my Snooki costume because I lost my phone.
Oh, yeah.
In hindsight, it might have enhanced the costume.
It's very 100%. True to form.
100%. Yeah, Snooki was an emotional partier.
I loved her. What are you talking about? From the 289, I was Pongo from 101 Dalmatians when I was a kid. And the last time I cried in my Halloween costume was when I went to a Halloween party at a community center and decided to have a pinata. Guess who ended up taking the baton to the face via a baseball swing?
Oh, no.
Thankfully, we get to relive it as Dad caught it on the camcorder.
Just got smoked in the face.
Just the tragic sound.
Pongo's so cute, too.
It was, yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, at least he had an extra spot.
Yeah.
Last one here from the 416. I was a devil with red stuff all over my face, head, etc. What was supposed to be shower sex turned into red dye going in my eye burning. Thought I was going to be blind. But yes, still landed the plane for curious minds.
Ew.
That's one way to put it.
Coming up.
Good mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A Toronto company is going to pay you $1,000 to just cuddle kittens.
Oh.
Cat Sitter Toronto, a company specialized in pet care. Is looking to hire some new employees. Depending on how often you're willing to work, you can make $500 to $1,000 a month working part-time, minimum 2-3 hours a day. And during this time, you have to check in on the cat, feed them, change their litter box, and of course, hug them and give them kisses and pets. Oh, there's one.
Yeah.
There's another.
Okay.
Did I make it weird?
Uncomfortable. Yeah. This is weird now.
Play-Doh just announced a brand new product line, Play-Doh for Grown-Ups. It's like regular Play-Doh, but it comes in, quote, adult scents, such as overpriced latte, mom jeans, dad sneakers, spa day, Lord of the Lawn, and Grill King. People at Hasbro say those smells are meant to bring things that make adults happy.
I like that. I think it's cool. Hasbro's smart because they're like, you all are going to be stuck inside all winter. You can't do anything else.
Play with Play-Doh now.
May as well, right?
Don't hate it.
A year ago, if you told me I'd be excited about Play-Doh, I thought you were bananas, my friend. But here we are.
Here we are.
Toronto can see its first snowfall this weekend, which is a thing I regret saying out loud. Environment Canada has officially stated that there's a 40% chance of flurries or rain showers on Sunday evening. And keep in mind, we're going to get below freezing temperatures probably tonight, tomorrow, and maybe Sunday as well. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. That's not depressing at all.
You're welcome, man.
It's not depressing. At least it's going to be sunny. Hey, you know what's great? Brand new Ghosted. Because it's Thursday morning and it's almost 8 o'clock. So be ready. A couple songs from now. It's Virgin Radio.
It's been said and done.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So we got Melody, who has not had a lot of human interaction, but left the house for one guy. Woo! And he ghosted her.
Yeah.
Which is the worst. Mm-hmm. So, Melody, can you explain what happened?
Yeah, okay. So, we met on Hinge just last month, and we agreed to meet up for some Thai food. And I should mention that I haven't had a lot of human interaction since March.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been working, at home this whole time, and I am single and live alone. And my date with Kyle was the only date I've actually been on all year. Mm-hmm. So I might have been completely awkward when we went out and not even maybe known it. I don't know, but
human interaction is hard at this point. It's weird. Oh. It's bizarre.
Have you tried to have a conversation with someone you haven't seen in a while?
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
For like longer than 10 seconds, it's a write-off. Yeah, it's weird.
I mean,
but it's not you.
Very
I bet
weird.
You were great. Yeah, yeah.
Speaking personally,
I mean, damn, okay. Damn, damn.
All right,
no,
I got,
I'm sure you're fine.
Melody, I have some faith in you. What did you guys do?
I mean, we went to dinner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so we actually like went out, and it was really nice. So we went up and we had Thai food, and it was, I thought it was a really nice date, and I was really excited about Kyle, and which is kind of what made me think like, okay, he's worth like leaving the house for.
Yeah.
I don't know. After the date, he even texted me, "Hey, had a great time," you know. So I thought like, oh wow, like. This seemed to have really gone well. I replied back that I had a great time too. And then after that, he never texted me again. And I've been like literally trying to like go over in my head all these different things of what it could be. I don't know. I think it's just so weird. And I kind of just am so curious. I just want to know what's up. I mean, I don't think I'm hiding anything in my crazy past that he could have like.
No, I bet you're fine.
We're going to give him a call next. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is your official 1 minute warning. You want to be in that $10,000 draw for tomorrow at this time? Okay. Text pumpkin and then your name to 999-99. PUMPKIN 999-99 with 99.9 Virgin Radio. Yes,
don't say it. Are you freaking saying it?
99.9 Virgin Radio's 10K Friday.
Your next opportunity to get $100 instantly and $10,000 tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. is at 10 with Robin. In the meantime, Daniela, what's 10 grand going to do for you if it happens?
It would change my life drastically. I could pay down some like credit card debt, put a little bit towards my student loan, and then, you know, some Christmas shopping for everybody.
There it is. Damn. Well, how about we make that happen for you? You're in the draw, $100 now, potentially $10,000 24 hours from now. Congratulations.
Yay. I'm so excited that I kind of want to freak out, but I'm traveling to work right now on the 404, so I'm like, got to be calm.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping it low-key. I like that.
Yeah.
She's playing it cool.
What's
that like?
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Imagine you haven't really left the house much. You haven't seen many people since March. And then all of the sudden, you meet somebody on Hinge and you're like, you know what? You're worth leaving the house for. Go out on a date. It's great. And then they ghost you. This is the one date Melody's been on this year, right?
Right. The one date.
And there's nothing in your interaction that makes you think, this is warranted, or I could see where this could have gone wrong.
I mean, I don't think so. Like I said, he even texted me at the end of the night saying that he had a great time.
I always get nervous going out for dinner on the first date because it's showing someone this is how I eat. And I think that can be a very intimate process.
That's a really common thing. People don't like going out. I love it. But yeah, I'm sure that you were fine. I think she's looking too far into it.
Now, when we do make these calls, Melody, with you listening in, sometimes the answers can be a little bit harsh. So are you sure you want us to make this call? You want to hear these answers?
Absolutely. I'm ready.
Okay, as long as we have had that conversation beforehand. Okay, so let's give Kyle a call.
Hello?
Hi, looking for Kyle.
This is he.
Kyle, Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax, how's it going?
How can I help you? What are you guys calling about?
We are calling about somebody named Melody.
Okay. All right.
Oh, love that sound.
That's a good
sound.
Good start.
Yeah.
What's up? All right, listen, man, we heard you ghosted her. What's the deal, man?
I didn't ghost her. I mean, Melody's not even interested in me. So why would I be interested in her? She texts me for like 24 hours a day, man.
Okay, hold on.
What kind of schoolyard nonsense
is
that?
Yeah, I don't understand what you're saying.
I want to know more.
How did Melody ghost you?
It takes her days to reply to a message. I'll text her, and 2 days later, I'll get a reply. You know, it's like we went on a date. It was a good time, but then I'd send her a text and be like, hey, how does Thursday sound for, like, going on another one? And it'd be like a day later, nothing.
Mm. That's frustrating.
It takes 10 seconds to send a text.
Yeah.
You sit on the can You know, come on.
The can.
48 hours. Well, yeah.
You can on the
48
can.
48 hours.
Yeah, and while we have to understand people are busy and, like, you don't owe anybody a response, also, like, you, it's
if you're
hard
trying to date them.
Yeah, yeah, you can't get any momentum.
It sounds
that way,
like
though.
You guys are just figuring out your texting rhythm, which is, this is solvable, boys. This is solvable.
Well, okay, so Kyle, would you want to go on a date with Melody if we agreed to pick up the tab and, you know, restart the process
yeah.
here?
I mean, Melanie and I did have a really good time.
Yeah.
I think that's why it hurts.
You know what? Why don't we just bring on Melody, who's been listening this whole time, Kyle?
Hi.
She didn't take 2 days that time, did she?
Yeah.
She is.
Melody, what do you have to say for yourself here?
I mean, gosh, I totally get that 48 hours in between texts is kind of annoying, and I'm sorry. I'm just trying to, like, figure this out, too, and, like, rewire my brain from having, what, like, 10 months of not having to think about a guy or anything and, like, really focus on work and all that stuff. I guess I'm just trying to, like, rewire my brain to all of a sudden be like, oh, yeah, I need to, like, focus on that.
Response time is an odd thing right now.
So, like, I'm so sorry about that. I mean, I had a great time on the date, too, and I actually was seeing it as, like, you ghosting me. So how about we say that we're even?
I mean...
And then, go on another date.
I want to go on another date because we had a great time. Just shoot me a text every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, fair.
So, like, are we agreed there's going to be another date here?
Does that work for you? It works for me.
Yes.
All right. Yay. Yay.
We're chatting it out, figuring it out. Yes.
Communication. Now kiss.
No.
I promise to do better with the communication. I promise.
All right. I'll text you.
Yeah, and she'll respond. Good luck. Okay, good luck, you too.
Good luck, guys. And we'll pick up the date, the tab. Just send us the bill, okay?
TJ.
Okay.
Great.
So cool. Thank you so much.
All right.
I love love. Is that a crime?
What do you think? Text us your ghosted reaction to 999.
Now kiss. That had to be the thing you had to say.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to encourage them to take a step forward in their relationship by kissing.
Oh, God. What are the text messages
they're
saying?
All saying,
no, they're not.
Text from the 416. You know, there was something about the beginning of this call that didn't leave me with the highest of hopes, but they bamboozled us all by being really cute together.
Yeah.
Hope it works out for them.
They were adorable.
They were pretty sweet.
No question. Another text message here. Never trust a Kyle.
Same advice.
We can trust some Kyles.
Some Kyles are good Kyles. Come on now.
Some of them. Check it out. Virgin Radio Toronto. Yeah. Instagram.
With, of course, this happened in Toronto.
Buckle up for this one, because this could go into the vaults as a top three, of course, this happened in Toronto story.
Octet.
A video is going viral of a man picking up a raccoon at Kiel and Dundas and then quietly zipping away on a Segway. And in case you aren't quite sure what a Segway is, it's one of those, like, motorized scooters. It has the two wheels, and you stand on it, has the handles, and you press forward. And
I've never seen more of a noble man than this gentleman.
People are loving this guy. So, originally, people thought this guy was picking up. And when I say picked it up, I mean, like, he held it by the scruff of its neck.
Yeah,
right.
And people originally thought he was taking a dead raccoon.
Yeah.
And it turns out that the raccoon is very much alive. So, he grabbed it like it's a kitten, hopped on the Segway, drove to the end of a parking lot by, like, a bunch of trees and bushes and stuff, and then released it back into the wild.
Wow.
Toronto has been a lot of things through this pandemic. It has been confusing. It's been scary. It's been, you know, nerve-wracking. But this is beautiful.
It was wonderful.
This is beautiful. I needed this.
This is IKEA monkey level greatness from the city.
Yes. Careful.
Oh, it's way better than the IKEA monkey.
No,
that's a tragic story.
Is it?
Yeah, you love the IKEA monkey. Then you find out what happened to the IKEA monkey afterwards. Not
Adam,
nice.
Don't come in here with your facts.
No.
Yeah, I want to talk
about
his
living
coat.
Happily at a farm outside of Toronto, which producer Jesse and I have been to. But you don't want to know how he became the IKEA monkey in the first place.
Adam.
And I'll leave it at that. It's really tragic, and people should not have those animals as pets.
That's true.
Also, save the raccoons, as annoying as they are.
Yeah.
They are a city treasure, our little trash pandas.
Little hint. He's got his own Segway now. Legend has it.
He's probably made his own Segway.
Can you imagine a raccoon driving a Segway?
Yes, I can.
That would be the most Toronto thing to happen.
I like that a lot.
Have to be through the distillery district, leading a tour of people who just learned how to play and ran over your foot.
Good day. Tis my only
intention. Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A couple who had to cancel their wedding due to COVID, they're going to get married at a McDonald's. It's kind of cute. Melissa Russell and Shannon McKenna from Scotland had their wedding plans fall apart twice in just 12 weeks because of the pandemic, and they didn't want to postpone the wedding yet again. Mm-hmm. So now they're going to have the formal part at a lovely park before holding the reception at a McDonald's where Melissa has worked for the last 6 years.
Kind of a
brilliant idea.
Yeah, brilliant.
I've been to weddings before where the midnight snack, which is the new trendy thing, I guess, they rolled out a cart of McDoubles and nuggets.
Oh, damn, yeah.
It was like the greatest day of my life. And it wasn't even my wedding, and I still loved it. You can now activate Borat's voice as the voice on your Amazon Alexa. This is not something we needed, I guess, but it's still happening. So you just have to say, Alexa, open Borat Assistant. And then Borat can give you jokes, bizarre stories, and weird news updates all in the comfort of your own home. Keep in mind, though, it's a little bit aggressive is probably a way to word it. Mm. It's only available for a limited time with the Borat Assistant staying with you until he needs to, quote, go make toilet. You win this round, Alexa. And Apple is building its own version of Google Search. This according to a report by the Financial Times. People have noticed over the last few months that Apple's been kind of trending in this direction because they hired a bunch of search experts in the summer, and also with the iOS updates have kind of been hinting at it. The report also unveiled that Google pays Apple an estimated $8 to $12 billion a year to get its search engine built into Apple products. So I'm not sure why you don't just take that money and just keep living your life. Plus, no one's ever going to say, I don't know the answer to that. Just Apple it. They're going to continue to say, just Google it.
Yeah. Do you need to win that battle? Like, if you're Apple, you've won every battle.
Every single battle.
You don't need to win that battle, do you?
Why don't you ask Jeeves how that battle went? No, you can't.
Alta Vista.
Dogpile.
Hey, why don't we Bing it?
Bing it. I only use Bing.
Bing wasn't bad.
Bing boy. Bing,
you watch your mouth.
Bing was bad.
Bing wasn't bad.
I went on Bing to Google how to get to Google. It was bad.
Yeah, cool.
I remember on our computers in Halifax, when I worked for Virgin Radio in Halifax, had Bing as the default search engine.
Yeah.
And I remember being very upset about it. It was very hard to get anything done.
That should be illegal.
Lived by the sea, had Bing. You were upset. I don't understand. Strange.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. We're out of here for today. In and out. Ooh. Robin has got a new keyword for you, so you can text and get in for that $10,000 draw, which will be tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Work, 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 work. You send me every work, work, work.